Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We started off this week's shows with a feature on gardening to create perhaps a little better farm city understanding, making the connection between the garden and the field. Controlling disease will lead to success in both locations. Kenny Siebold, UK Extension plant pathologist, has long advised good sanitation, whether controlling blue mold and tobacco or problems in the garden.
You know, we talk about to our producers and our gardeners alike that there are pathogens that can carry over on tools that you use, for example, and things that you can move around on your feet. So when you're cleaning things up with just a little bit of soap and water, maybe a little bit of disinfectant after you're done with it, is a way to keep from picking up a problem and spreading it.
In commercial vegetable production, farmers often use black plastic for weed prevention. He says for backyard gardeners, a few sheets of newspaper with some mulch on top create favorable plant conditions. There's some work up front, but with long-range payoff.
You know, it's a lot of work to put it out, but on the other hand, most gardens are not so big that it's not something that one or two people couldn't handle. But the mulches, like using newspaper, or if you get a hold of some landscape, like the landscaper's cloth, or they even sell some polyethylene-type plastics that you can lay down, offer you some benefits. One of the biggest benefits that you get out of it is weed suppression. You know, weeds are a horrible thing to deal with in a garden, and people spend a lot of time either hand-weeding or trying to figure out what herbicide they might want to spray, and mulching an area will help exclude weeds from that area.
We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with UK plant pathologist Kenny Diebold making that garden-to-farm connection here on mulching to curb weed problems.
By the same token, the other thing that it does is it helps conserve moisture in the soil. You know, you're covering the ground so the moisture is not as quick to evaporate away as it would be if the ground were open.
That practice also has other positive impacts in the garden.
And one of the biggest benefits that you can get out of it is you get a little bit better control of certain types of diseases, because some of the problems that we see in our vegetables are actually caused by organisms that are in the soil that get put onto leaves and stems when rain splashes and onto them. And if you put a barrier, a mulch down that keeps the soil off the plants, you're much less likely to see certain types of disease problems.
Siebold says UK publication ID 128 is a great start for new gardeners to have success with their own fresh vegetables and to get a little deeper insight into the challenges of farming. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.